No contact. WRKU 327. Clear. Three two seven 602. How you doing, man? Good. I saw a guy with a brand spanking new KTM riding in between the raindrops, and I thought, huh, I think I know that guy. And then I watched it rain afterwards, and then it rained today, and rained before that time, and I thought, that poor guy, he gets his bike and it just keeps raining. So you squeezed out in a couple hours when it wasn't raining.
I don't know who you're talking about. That guy must be a psychopath.
Yeah, Billy Joel wrote a song about that. I must be crazy. You may be right, I must be crazy. I think we could both vouch for that.
Yeah, all I'm going to say is I'm so glad that thing has a rain mode. In regular street mode, that would be, it just would have been really not much fun riding in the rain.
What, does it have like a force field that keeps the raindrops off of you or what? I know better. That's next year's model. They don't have that this year yet. Yeah, I saw you go by. I didn't pull into that parking lot for any other reason than I had to do some text messaging and had a phone call to make, so I just pulled over. I did my quarterly dump run. But I see this nice bike. It's not as loud as I thought it would be.
Oh, it's stock, so it's fully quiet. The catalytic converter and the stock exhaust on it keep it really, really quiet.
Yeah, when I thought KTM, you know, I thought fire-breathing monster, which they've always scared me anyways. But that thing, it's almost quieter than mine, practically. It sounded really smooth. It sounded good. Anyway, cool. I'm glad you got to take it out for a spin. Looks like, Sunday or so. We're going to get some nice, you get another few, a window of nice weather to try to scrape the nubs off of the brand new tires.
Yeah, I've got about 70 miles on it now, so I'm just trying to slowly break this thing in, get it to its first service so that I can actually really, really enjoy it.
Yeah, well, I got a feeling you got a heavier throttle hand than I'll ever have, because I didn't ride till I was long in the tooth adult. I didn't grow up with a throttle in my hand at 4 years old like somebody I know.
Yeah, I'm on the street. I'm really mellow. You know, I've had my days when I had my Aprilia and several Hondas and things like that, but I'm kind of slow and cool on the street. Now, we'll see how I do on the dirt with this thing, but there's a lot, you know. It was funny, when I was researching and getting ready to buy it, I never really considered how much horsepower it really had and what it would be like on the street. But it's got as much horsepower as my old Aprilia Mille did, so it's pumping 100 horsepower.
Dang, I was wondering about that. Yeah, mine's got every bit of 42 horsepower, which is actually a step above the, it's about, I don't know, 8 or 9 horsepower more than the KLR, which would have been a good option for a 650 thumper, but yeah, that's a lot of horsepower. It should be able to handle just about anything you want to throw at it.
Yeah, I got this because it was like the best compromise I could get. You know, it's set up to do pretty good in the dirt and, you know, obviously ride the highway with no problem. And that was kind of part of it. My kid's going to be moving out of state, so I might take some adventure rides and go visit her and and whatnot. So it was kind of the jack of all trades for what I was looking for. But next year I might add a sister to it and get more of a dual sport, you know, for local and a little more technical riding.
Yeah, makes sense for sure. Okay, well, one of these days we'll do a ride over Onion Mountain down Taylor Creek, Briggs Valley, into Galice, and back. It used to be my old Sunday ride back in the day. You could pull off on a bunch of those Forest Service trails. It's worked out pretty good. Well, there's an acquaintance who's playing tonight at my place, so I'm going to pull in and listen. I've never heard this guy play before, but one of his students grabbed me by the throat and said, "Come over to my place and hear him play." So, okay. So, I guess he starts at 6 in 5 minutes, so here I am. Anyway, thanks for coming back to me. I appreciate it, and I can't wait to see the bike in person. And we will chat. WRCD 602, here's WRK 327. Be clear on yours.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. Between designing stickers today, I've been trying to research getting some two-way communications connected to, like, the FINAs and stuff like that. Anyway, we'll catch up later. I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about. WRCD 602.
That would be fun. I have a FINA SMH-10. One. The other one went bye-bye with a whole bunch of other stuff, like half of an IRA and half of a bank account. And so we should be able to Bluetooth them together if you own a Sina for sure. That would make it even more fun. All right, talk to you later. 327, clear.